scattered showers with a low of 63. After a low this morning of 63, it's currently 66 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On this first day of summer, dangerous heat in the east, raging wildfires in the west, and tropical storms along the Gulf Coast. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Tropical storm Alberto, the first named storm of the season, slamming into coastal Texas after wreaking havoc in Mexico and leaving three dead. As officials warn of an above-average hurricane season for the Atlantic.
Drug maker Eli Lilly raising new concerns this morning about fake and compounded versions of some of its most popular diabetes and weight loss drugs, Mounjaro and Zepbound. A warm welcome for Vladimir Putin in Vietnam. Following his trip to North Korea, Putin traveled to Hanoi to further strengthen ties with that country. The U.S. Supreme Court could hand down some key rulings today, one of them possibly on immunity for Donald Trump, another ruling on possible questions of whether the January 6th rioters can be charged with obstruction. This is ABC News. New concerns about bikes and cars sharing the same roads.
A horrifying hit and run near the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. A driver ramming into two cyclists. The vehicle appearing to stop briefly before running over one of the victims.
If he had driven 6 inches to the right, I'd be a dead man.
Tom Geppert was the man run over. He suffered a concussion, but otherwise only minor injuries. 31-year-old Benjamin Highlander was chased down by other bikers before he was taken into custody by airport police. He faces multiple charges, including DWI and aggravated assault.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. The company behind Snapchat has agreed to pay $15 million to settle a lawsuit brought by California. The state's civil rights agency claimed it discriminated against female workers. And gas prices may continue to drop. Some experts seeing low demands and high supply, thinking they could fall 10% between now and the 4th of July. This is ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Do you enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position. 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. More unsettled weather conditions on the way here the next couple of days as a front is stalled out running from lower Michigan down through Kansas. There's a band of rain along that and just north of it running from Kansas all the way up through southern Iowa into south and east Wisconsin. It's a little bit damp out there, especially in our south and east portions of our listening area for this morning. Now we are expecting some rather humid conditions really to intensify as we get into Friday and Saturday. As the system starts to lift northward, it will likely generate some additional showers and thunderstorms at times as well. The heaviest rain, though, over the next couple of days should fall in Minnesota through northwest and central Wisconsin. Some of those areas could see at least 4 or 5 inches of rain, with flash flooding a major concern. Around here, the rain should be a bit lighter, but still an inch or two not out of the question through Saturday night. We should catch a break Sunday and Monday before the next system hits Monday night with another good chance of substantial showers. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the mid-70s. Northeast wind becoming east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, 40% chance of scattered showers, low at 63, wind from the east at 2 to 5. Tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine, warmer and muggy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, high reaching about 82, east-southeast wind between 5 and 10. Friday night, muggy with a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, low in the upper 60s. Saturday, warm but humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high 86. Heading into Sunday, partly sunny, turning less humid, just a slight chance of a shower, low in the mid-60s, high near 81. Monday, partly cloudy and warm, low 60, high 85. Thunderstorms at night, and Tuesday, chance of showers early, then partly cloudy and warm, high 87. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions, and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 66 in cloudy conditions. 83 was yesterday's high. We picked up 17 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high 105 during that hot and dry summer of 1988. Record low 37 in 1963. Last year's high was 87 and the low 57. Sunset will happen at 8:45 this evening. Tomorrow morning sunrise will be at 5:21. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 30:30. We have received 2 one-hundredths of an inch of rain early on this morning. After a low of 63, it is 66 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, lots of local sport news, more all-conference releases from the spring sports season, and the Brewers with a win last night in a pitcher's battle, 2-0 the final. Details will be up in just a moment. Napa Know
How! Hey, this is John. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has proudly served our community, and we want to say thank you for being part of our journey. This month, we're celebrating with unbeatable specials. Get Shell Rotella T4 motor oil for just $17.20 a gallon, and Mobil Delvac 1300 diesel oil for only $17.99. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and take advantage of these incredible deals. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, thank you for 20 fantastic years in Richland Center. Napa Know How.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. There's hometown and baseball in the area tonight. Sauk Prairie is at Dodgeville, Reedsburg at Mazamani, and Wisconsin Dells travels to Cazenovia. That's a planned broadcast tonight on FM 100.9. Nick Stittleberg says things have been going well for the Reds as of late.
Really well recently. We won a couple games here, one in the Thursday night league, one in the Sunday, probably a couple others that we had a chance at. We just couldn't put the runs across. But overall, the team's playing really well right now.
And it looks like you're getting pretty good pitching. Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a fast amount of good pitching, finally, I can safely say. Aaron Hipsch has been throwing mainly Sundays for us, along with Isaac Jennings, and they've been both doing great for us. And then we have a couple guys throwing for us, Monty Jennings and Micah Salisbury. Caleb Marchwick just started playing for us, and a few other guys that have been starting to throw a little on Sunday and on Thursday night, and hopefully get a couple Sunday innings under their belt here in the near future as well.
Cazenovia General Manager Nick Stittleberg, and we'll have a game tonight on FM 100.9, weather permitting, pregame time around 7:15. It's baseball live from Caz. The Simon Sharks hosted their first home meet of the season on Wednesday night against the Lancaster and Boscobel swim teams. Boscobel won the event with 435 points. The Sharks claimed second with 389, and Lancaster finished third with 311. Connor Hying led the way for the Sharks by winning first place in the butterfly, breaststroke, and the 200 individual medley. In addition to Hying, Kalen Burns, Levi Fretz, Pearl Fretz, Malachi Fretz, Claire Hying, Brooklyn Worthington, Ronan Ringelstetter, Cameron Keene, Clancy Hying, and Morgan Worthington all earned individual first place finishes. Rookie Ronan Ringelstetter and Rylan Muller made their debut for the Sharks. Ringelstetter earned a first, a second, and a third place finish, while Muller earned a second and two third place finishes. The 9-10 girls relay team of Morgan Worthington, Lauren Chambers, Claire Hying, and Kalen Burns won both the medley and free medley relays in their age group. The 8 and under boys freestyle relay team, consisting of Emmerich Coleman, Rylan Muller, and Bennett Heisel, also earned a blue ribbon. As a team, the strongest event for the Sharks was the butterfly, with Brooklyn Worthington, Ronan Ringelstetter, Cameron Keene, Clancy Hying, and Connor Hying winning 5 of the 10 age groups. The Sharks added 5 second place and 5 third place finishes in the butterfly as well. The Sharks are back into action Tuesday, June 25th, when they swim at Lancaster. The WIAA Board of Control decided against advancing a proposal to add shot clocks to high school basketball on Wednesday. The vote was 6-4 against adding those clocks. The proposal would have allowed the use of a shot clock in non-conference games with mutual agreement in 25-26 and full implementation in the year of 2026 and 27. The WIAA previously attempted to implement the shot clock in 2017, but it was quickly rescinded after schools, particularly smaller and rural schools, argued against the move due to costs and staffing. A vote in favor of the proposal would have moved it along to the WIAA annual meeting next spring, where schools could directly vote on the measure. A social media post by the WIAA was quickly filled up with comments questioning the decision by the Board of Control, with current or former high school basketball coaches chipping in on the conversation. The SWAL All-Conference softball selections have been recognized for the year. Cuba City won the league, going 12-2 under head coach Megan Rogeman, who was named the Coach of the Year. Quinn Schultz, the coach of Mineral Point, and Corey Grassell, the coach of Boscobel, saw their teams finish at 11-3. Fenimore went 9-5, Iowa Grant 7-7, Southwestern 3-11, Riverdale 2-12, and Darlington 1-13. First team All-Conference from Boscobel, 3 seniors, Greta Grassell, Aaron Knowles, and Cosette Wetter. From Cuba City, Peyton Guile, a junior, and Ella Vosberg, Cuba City sophomore Josie Cruiser, and junior Ayla Nolan
round out the first team. From Fenimore, senior Jenna James, sophomore Kiana Fearer, and junior Wren Hippenbecker. From Iowa Grant, two seniors, Bentley Cutts and Lily Pettit. From Mineral Point, junior Liz Kaufman, sophomore Mandy Cabot, and Jaden Schultz. Also Ava Ingwell, a freshman. And Southwestern's Lauren Keller, a junior, rounds out the first team. Honorable mention SWAL softball players. From Darlington, Lila Norgard. Fenimore's Kylie Cole and Addison Meckley. Iowa Grant's Laken Holman, Elsie Linscheid, and Casey Lindner. Mineral Point's Eliza Ingwell. And from Riverdale, two honorable mentions, Macy McKay, a sophomore, and freshman, Jocelyn Adams. Southwestern's Alana Splinter and Haley Brandt round out the honorable mention. The player of the year was Greta Grassel, a recently graduated senior from the Boscobel Bulldogs. Quail Run Men's Golf League action on Tuesday. A correction, some of the results that were sent to us were actually from the week before, but this is how the top golfers shaped up on Tuesday night. Keith Lang with a 35, including a birdie on hole 1, hole 2, and hole 8. Neil Mahoney with a 38, including a birdie on hole 1. Josh Coy and Jason Schultz each had 39s. Jason birdied hole 2. Jarrett McDonald had a 40, including a birdie on hole 5 and an eagle on hole 6. Joe Halverson and Jake Colloy each had 41s as well during Quail Run Tuesday men's golf action. Starter Freddy Peralta shut out the Los Angeles Angels for 6 innings, then the bullpen took over, keeping the Angels off the scoreboard for 3 more innings in a 2-0 win Wednesday night. Trevor Miguel with the 15th save as the Brewers took the series and moved to season-high 14 games over 500. A double by Christian Yelich was the only extra base hit in the pitching-dominated contest. Yelich also stole a base in the 8th inning that allowed him to score an insurance run on a single by Willie Adames. Here's manager Pat Murphy talking about his starting pitcher.
Freddie was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent. When his windup and delivery are consistent, his pace is consistent. He doesn't let the outcome of the pitch or the play affect him. And, you know, he carries all that on him. You know, he expects this. He expects 6 shutout every time, and that's hard.
Tonight, the Brewers move on to San Diego. Bryce Wilson at 4-3 with a 3.84 ERA will face Patrick Sandoval, who is 2-8 with a 5.24 ERA. In other Major League Baseball games and interleague play, Atlanta 7-0 over Detroit, Texas 5, and the Mets 3. In the National League, Pittsburgh 1, Cincinnati 0, Miami 4-3 over St. Louis, San Diego 5, Philadelphia 2, the Cubs 6, San Francisco 5, Washington 3-1 over Arizona, Colorado 7, and the Dodgers 6. In the American League, Cleveland 8, Seattle 0, Boston 7-3 over Toronto. Houston beat the White Sox 4-1. Baltimore 7, the Yankees 6. Tampa Bay 3-2 over Minnesota. And Oakland was a winner against Kansas City. That final score was 5-1. An off-season list of the top NFL quarterbacks does not give Jordan Love a lot of love. The analysts at the Draft Scout established levels like elite, playoff quarterbacks, and young guns. Of course, Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes was at the top. Buffalo's Josh Allen and Cincinnati's Joe Burrow were elite. 6 players were named as playoff quarterbacks, but Love was not included. The Draft Scout rated him 11th and at the top of the list of young guns. The web article acknowledged his performance down the stretch last year and said a repeat would mean that he will move up. And when he first assumed control of the Bucs, Doc Rivers commented about how big his assistant coaching staff was. Since he kept a lot of the assistants who had been working with Adrian Griffin, the number was 11. The hiring of former 76ers assistant Jason Love means the staff is back up to 11, and it's not impossible Rivers will add another. There's still speculation that Sam Cassell could be headed to Milwaukee, but that has not happened yet. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Thursday Morning Sports.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Winter sports changes are voted on, plus a review of spring sports tournament performance factor. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
The 2023-24 high school sports season is officially complete, but there's always plenty of news on and off the field of competition. At Wednesday's WIAA Board of Control meeting, the group reviewed proposals from coaches' advisory committees impacting season and tournament regulations for winter sports. A proposal that would have put the basketball shot clock to a membership vote was defeated by the board, as proponents of the shot clock will have to go back to the drawing board. Several significant changes are coming for the growing sport of girls wrestling. Next year, the WIAA will recognize a team champ based on points values awarded at the individual girls wrestling state tournament. Furthermore, beginning in 2027, the WIAA will add a girls wrestling team state tournament. The number of regionals will also expand to 16 for girls wrestling next season, and starting in the 2025-26 year, girls wrestling teams will be required to only wrestle other girls wrestling programs. Eligibility for the girls wrestling state tournament will be afforded to only those wrestling on girls wrestling teams, not those who may wrestle with a boys team. With spring sports complete, we've totaled the tournament performance factor points to see which teams will move up next year, pending appeal. Head to WISSports.net for the full breakdown. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Hey there, folks. It's time to celebrate. Richland Locker is marking one incredible year at the new retail store. Get ready to savor the mouth-watering top sirloin steaks for just $6.48 a pound and tender, juicy beef tenderloin for only $16.98 a pound. And that's not all. Enjoy 10% off all deli items in the case. Delicious deals you don't want to miss. Stop by and say hi and enter your name for a chance to win a fantastic cookout bundle, camping bundle, or picnic pack. Richland Locker, your local butcher shop with unbeatable prices and friendly faces. See you soon.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village drive-thru chicken barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-through convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
See the way you kiss. Ooh.
That's Faith Hill on Country and Community, WRCO. Good morning. We have some great tunes to share with you and another round of the trivia question of the day. So we'll have that for you. Some country music news, too. Some really big-name artists will be calling it quits after this year. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. This is Heartland.
One day, I wanna look back thinking, man, those were the good days. I'll call someday, they're gonna lay me down in that ground. Give me one day. Till then, I'm gonna turn it up louder. Ain't gonna be afraid to fly. Gonna love a little harder, raise them up higher. Burn the tires, set fire to every mile. That tick tock keeps on ticking around the clock. When it's gonna stop, only the good Lord knows. One day, there won't be no more. Yeah, one day, might be just a little more water and a little less whiskey.
The auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking beats and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding, beat your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on a lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day. When I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on a lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Congrats to our winning caller. Caller 6 was Kathy Granger. Way to go. She heard Lady Belle Bellerin, and she picks up some great prizes from Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance during June Dairy Month. Oh, yes. And during that song by John Michael, we actually sold Lady Belle, too. And in fact, we had to pay people to take her. She's a little old. But anyway, we just heard from John Michael Montgomery. He is just 59, but 2024 will mark his last year on the road after a career that dates back 3 decades. Ray Stevens is 85, and he isn't really questioning why he's retiring. It's really more. He says he's continued performing for 2 decades past normal retirement age. The hardworking Hall of Famer owns a nightclub in Nashville, and that's where his final run of shows will be. Lee Greenwood is also past retirement age. He is at 81, and he's dealing with a host of physical challenges, as well as a desire to spend more time with family after a decades-long career. The same is true of Alan Jackson, who is 2 decades younger than Stevens at 65. The country icon has been battling a degenerative nerve condition for a decade, and it's worsened in recent years. So he's wrapping up this stage of his career while he's well enough to give fans a good show and still looks to record. You know, it's kind of sad. You talk about all of those people and all the great music they've given us, but it is a fact of life. That's making entertainment news today. We get ready for summertime officially this afternoon with a summer song from Keith Urban.
I can't sleep. Ain't no sleep a-coming. I'm just lying here thinking about you. I'm in deep, falling deep into the picture in my mind of everything we're gonna do. Over at the lake and down by the river, you can feel it start to rise. I won't jump in my car, go wherever you are, 'cause I need you by my side. It's gonna be a long, hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Singing along with the radio, it's such a beautiful sound. And when they say my name in the middle of the day, I swear I see the stars come out. And when you hold my hand in the back of my mind, I'm just waiting on the sun to go down. I wanna see your brown skin shimmer in the sun for the first time. I gotta be the one who knows just what to do to you to get me that smile. One chance of meeting you walking by me on the street and I said hi. And that was the beginning of my heart spinning like these wheels in my head tonight. Say my like you were waiting on the sun to go
That's Keith Urban getting us prepared for the summer days. Now watch, it'll hit summer and it will definitely be cool. Well, no, not at least in the near term. It's going to be up there in the 80s, kind of typical there. But we've been a little bit warm, certainly to begin the week we were. And yesterday with that nice breeze, it was felt a lot better. It was nice late in the day at the Richland Area Farmers Market yesterday, too. And even though there were some raindrops, they had a pretty good day for things yesterday, it seems. Coming up, our trivia question of the day. Today, we'll try and stump you.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the equipment that can color match anything you have paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere, they are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
67 at WRCO with cloudy skies, just ahead of trivia time today. This is Morgan Wallen.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you've been. Don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gon' be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you.
thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, who's mine? Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl. I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, who's mine? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Yeah, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me?
Today we'll tell you what you win if you get the right answer to trivia. A great prize from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Today we go to the small screen and we ask you, how many children did the Ingalls have during the run of Little House on the Prairie on TV? And that's both natural and adopted children. By the end of the show's run, how many children do the Ingalls have, both natural and adopted? 608-647-4155. As we go to the prairie for trivia today, this is Allison Krauss.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in you hold me near.
Allison Krause in Union Station. Congrats to our winner of trivia today. That would be Dwayne Jewell. In fact, he always dreamed about living on the prairie there. That's right. There wouldn't have been room, though. No, exactly. There are a lot of kids there. How many children do the Ingalls have, natural and adopted, on Little House on the Prairie? Well, the total was 8, believe it or not. In the order of their arrival during the run of the show, of course, the first 3 were the 3 little girls, which you would always see in the opening when they would run through the field or whatever it was, a pasture or wheat field or whatever it was, and the youngest would fall down, right? So in order of arrival, Mary, Laura, Carrie, Charles Jr., who died as an infant, Grace, Albert, who was adopted, James and Cassandra Cooper, who were also adopted. So it was a big, big family for such a little house on the prairie. Thanks to everybody who played along with us today, played trivia. Yeah, I thought it was maybe too easy to just to play the theme song and have you guess it, because that would have been probably a softball lob. So we made it a little tougher today. 8 children for the Ingalls total, natural and adopted. And congratulations today from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Come join Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric for Customer Appreciation Day this Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy Milwaukee Tool Day sale, spend $250 or more, and you will be entered to win exciting prizes like grill bundles, tools, and a Gerber toilet. Plus, the Richland Center High School Class of 2025 will be serving up delicious hot dogs. Don't miss out on the fun and great deals. Join them this Friday at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. See you there.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes. The top to bottom to toe sale begins June 19th to the 22nd, all bottoms and swimwear 50% off, and June 26th to the 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 through 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Just so happens that a cast member from Little House on the Prairie has a birthday today. Bonnie Bartlett turns 95. Now, not a household name, but played Grace Snyder Edwards from 1974 through 77. She was actually in a relationship with Isaiah Edwards, played by Victor French. And then she went on to play in St. Elsewhere as well. And just a little sidelight as well, Bonnie Bartlett was born in Wisconsin. In fact, born in Wisconsin Rapids. So there you go. A little more trivia today. Here's Kenny Chesney on FM 100.9.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce sin in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
This old love struck soul just lives for the moment you're around. And when I hold on to you, it is all I can do just to keep my feet on the ground. Desperately loving you, desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a bit crazy. Constantly think about you, constantly. But look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby.
Will I laugh? Will I cry? Will I live? Will I die? It all depends upon you. And it is dangerous, I know, to be lost in you so. But I am, and there's nothing I can do. Desperately, loving you desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly, think about you constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Desperately, loving you desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly, think about you constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me.